Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with Planned Parenthood holding rallies in our region.
Yesterday, down at, in Albany at the Empire State Plaza, an organization called Planned Parenthood Empire State was the host of what they're calling a day of action. And it was a day, it was a little bit of a bittersweet day. So it was a number of different Planned Parenthood groups from around the state and a lot of Democratic lawmakers and supporters. And on the one hand, they were very celebratory, positive, and pleased at the recent passage of the Reproductive Health Act in New York. This is the passage that done by the Democratic-controlled legislature to, you know, further ensure reproductive health care for New Yorkers. But mostly yesterday, they talked about their major concerns about federal issues, and in particular, about a month ago, the federal government, the U.S. Health and Human Services, issued a rule that advocates yesterday were concerned about, describing the gag rule. And this is this rule now in effect that various healthcare agencies, especially ones that provide reproductive health care for lower-income individuals, they face being stripped of their federal funding if they refer patients to abortion services or even talk about it. And so a lot of groups, especially the Planned Parenthood groups, including the ones right here in Saratoga, Schenectady, Albany, they have viewed this as an attack on Planned Parenthood. And it's they point out it's their only federally funded family planning program available in the U.S. And what they talk about is lower income patients make up, you know, 83%, 84% of the population that they serve, and they really need this for their services. But so this was a big day. As I said, there was a lot of celebratory elements to it, but there was also dire warnings that this new gag rule could really cripple their ability to provide services for the population that most needs it.
Now to a tragic story. It has to do with sepsis, something we don't hear about a lot, and rescue squad member in Waterford who died as a result.
Yeah, this is the second high-profile case of sepsis in the Capital Region just in the last month, so we wrote about this. This is a gentleman, Ray Swart, a longtime member of the rescue squad in Waterford and also former fire chief out in Rensselaer County at DeFreesville. And so he died over the weekend of some complications having to do with some medical procedures, but including contracting sepsis. This is this syndrome that involves an infection of an individual's whole system becomes inflamed with infection. And this individual had been in and out of hospitals. They're not really sure when he actually contracted the sepsis, but he passed. And again, the reason I mention this is the second high-profile case for a first responder. There's been a case over the last month that I think a lot of people, a lot of your listeners have probably heard about or seen on Facebook. It's about a young man, Josh Woodward, at Albany International Airport. He's a firefighter there, and he's been fighting sepsis for about a month in St. Peter's Hospital. He's been on death's doorstep a few times when his wife was pretty sure he was going to die. He has somehow pulled through it so far, but he's still being treated. And what was a little puzzling about this one is originally he just felt he maybe had pulled a muscle at work or something back in early February. Didn't feel well, but the next day he had a raging fever. They got him in the hospital, and they eventually determined they think it actually all stemmed from strep throat. And so he has suffered a lot. He's lost his hand, his right hand, and he's lost the toes on his left foot, but he's still alive, and his family's just very thankful for that. And it's been a case that's really captivated the area. And so the death of Ray Swart this weekend, I think, has also really caught the attention of especially first responders. It's a tight-knit community, so there's a lot of concern. In New York State, and we talked to the health department yesterday, this is one of those things that it's not all that uncommon. It's every year. Sepsis and septic shock affects about 50,000 New Yorkers, the health department says. And out of that group, about 30% of the patients die from the syndrome. So it's not terribly uncommon. And what they do talk about, even the folks who don't die, they can, suffer effects that really impair them lifelong in terms of their organs or tissue function. So we're going to watch also how it goes with Mr. Woodward as he continues to fight. But right now they're hoping things are on the upturn for him.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.